Hey, we're back on Downtown here on a Monday afternoon, and up next, a gentleman who's been on quite an adventure for the last year or so as he attempts to kayak the Great Loop. And we are joined in studio on his sort of off day by Steve Chart. Steve, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Rich. Thank you for having me, Rich.
It's quite an amazing trip that you're doing. For anybody who doesn't know, first of all, let's start with the Great Loop itself and what that is for people who might not be sure.
Well, the standard Great Loop, I'm not doing it. The standard Great Loop starts in Stuart, Florida, comes up the Intercoastal Waterway to New York Harbor, and then up the Hudson River through the New York State Canal System into the Great Lakes, round to Chicago, and back down to the Gulf of Mexico via the Mississippi or the Mississippi and the Tennessee Tom Bigbee Waterway, around the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway to Fort Myers, and then finishes up by going through the Okeechobee Waterway back to Stuart. But my brother married a Nova Scotian. So he talked me into Halifax, Nova Scotia being my start and finish point.
Perfect.
So when I started, I left Halifax on the 1st of June last year. I went north and east, inshore of Cape Breton and Prince Edward Islands, a road portage across the Gaspésie Peninsula. I just couldn't fit as many kayaking miles in as I wanted to do. 4 days up the St. Lawrence towards Quebec City, then another road portage to the Hawkesbury Dam on the Ottawa River. I paddled up the Ottawa River to that city itself, Rideau Canal into Lake Ontario, Trent Severn Waterway into Georgian Bay of Lake Huron, another road portage to Chicago, down the Mississippi, Tennessee Tom Bigbee, and ended up in November in a place called Carrabelle, just before you get to the Florida Panhandle. Took a couple of months off, went home to England for Christmas, and started again from Florida in January.
Wow.
Here I am now. Actually, the kayak is in Camden.
And you're on the home stretch as you attempt to get back to Halifax. So how many miles behind you, roughly?
Behind me, there are now about 4,800 miles.
And so about, what, 1,200 or so left?
Only something like 600.
Oh, okay.
It's about 180 from here to Lubeck, I think. And then it'll be another 400 to get me around the Bay of Fundy and the southern tip of Nova Scotia and back to Halifax.
Well, it's an amazing adventure. We'll talk a little bit later on about what you're doing, and you're helping out a number of charities here in the United States, in Britain, and in Canada as well. But what inspired you to go on this journey?
I wanted to do something to celebrate my 60th birthday. And it was going to be...
I just turned 60 last summer. I had a cake. That was...
I had a cake too. I've run marathons. I've done some long distance cycling and some open water swimming, all to fundraise for charity. And I decided I wanted to do a fourth different thing to see myself out. So I thought go back to do something that I did when I was a teenage Sea Scout, which was kayaking. So I asked my local kayak club to get me back to the standard needed to safely go through these 5,500 miles.
Wow. What's been the biggest challenge along the way?
Making sure that I listen to the weather forecast.
I would think so. Yeah.
I've been coast hugging, so I have been living by the weather forecast. And a couple of times, of course, the weather's deteriorated a little bit earlier than we thought it was going to. You go out thinking it's going to be an easy, safe paddle all day, and halfway through the day, the wind comes up or the wind changes direction. And there have been a few bouncy moments caused by that. But
how big is your kayak?
It's 18 feet. So,
which feels big if you're in a little pond somewhere, but mm-hmm. when you're hugging the coastline, not so much.
It's probably the best expedition sea kayak ever designed. It's Welsh. It's British.
Well, there you go.
It's a Nigel Dennis Explorer, and it's been used for expeditions all over the world for many, many years.
Well, I have to think it's a wonderful way to see the world, too, because you have such a different perspective when you're in a kayak.
You do. Yeah, everything's totally different from out there. Yeah. See things that you just don't see from the road.
Well, so how does America look from your 18-foot kayak?
Well, I must admit, I was told how flat the East Coast of the United States is. And now I know. I'm so glad to be back in Maine with some with some hills and some scenery.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Well, and we're getting some decent weather here. So I'm giving you credit for bringing spring to us a little bit late this year, because we weren't sure we'd get it at all.
Well, I'm actually ahead of schedule. I didn't go quite as far down into Florida as I thought I was going to. So I started off a bit further north, and I'm probably about 3 weeks ahead of myself. So I was getting a bit worried about the weather at times.
We're talking with Steve Charty. He's kayaking the loop, making his way back to Halifax, Nova Scotia. How have the people been along your journey?
They've been absolutely fantastic. I left Halifax on day one, not knowing where I was going to stay for the first night. And I just paddled my 20 or so miles near Lawrencetown. I came ashore, saw a row of cottages, went up, knocked a door, told them what I was doing, and said, any chance I can camp round here somewhere? Camp on our lawn, Steve.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's been like that all the way. And probably 7 times out of 10, a question like that has led to me getting an invitation to stay in the guest room. I've camped much less than I thought I was going to have to.
What's been some of your most memorable stops along the way?
Oh, well, everywhere around Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, just absolutely fantastic scenery, fantastic people. And then, of course, cities. Mobile with USS Alabama, Pensacola. I had the Navy's aerobatic team called Blue Angels.
Oh, the Blue Angels. Yes,
It wasn't just for me, I know, but I got to see their whole display, because they were rehearsing for their last display of the year back in October last year, and then of course Annapolis, Washington D.C., New York, they were all pretty fantastic. And I did a paddle on the Charles River through Boston. So excellent. Harvard University down to the USS Constitution.
Well, that's great. Mm. How many miles generally do you go in a day?
I try and do 20. Sometimes it's been as low as 10. Sometimes it's been as high as 36. But I'm easily averaging 20.
And you're doing this also to raise money for a number of charities. Can you talk about the folks who will benefit from this?
Yeah, sure. It's actually 9 charities. So it's 4 British, 3 American, and 2 Canadian. And it's all the charities are associated with what I did throughout my working life. So veterans and healthcare. So for you American cousins, I'm paddling for disabled American veterans, the American Kidney Fund, and the U.S. Navy's Submarine Museum at Groton, Connecticut, where they have the Nautilus, the first ever nuke, because I was a reactor technician in our Royal Navy Submarine Service for all of my operational time.
Different being on the surface, then.
A little bit, yes. Yeah.
Well, it is an amazing journey that you're on. For people who would like to follow you, or if they would like to help out, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is through Facebook. I've got my own Facebook account, Steve Chard, and then I have a Facebook event page, which is called Kayak the Great Loop Paddle with Steve. And I keep reposting the online donation page links for people to be able to choose which of those 9 charities they want to donate to.
Well, this is wonderful. Well, it's great that you were able to get up here. We thank your driver for getting you here today and making the journey. And you're back in the kayak tomorrow, right?
I'm back in the kayak about 8 a.m. tomorrow to paddle to Belfast.
And you were saying before we went on, you did a little recreational paddling today, busman's holiday.
Our busman's holiday it was, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we're so glad you were able to make it here. Fair winds and following seas on your journey.
Thank you, Rich.